The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Matt the Miz Mizzler on the other side of the glass. And so, look, I have been very clear in my belief that the hurdles in front of a spring campaign are really high, and there are several of them. I mean, we've gone over them at length. Where will we be in the virus response by then? We hope that as far as the numbers are concerned, the positivity rate is at or below 5%, right? You hope that from a testing perspective, we are testing far more people at that time. You hope that the availability of tests are such that they are the rapid tests have been developed and they are plentiful enough for them to be for people in the general public to be able to get them with ease. Right? You hope that that's the case. You clear those hurdles, and then it's you still have the draft consideration. Maybe the NFL, with so many teams deciding to try to play in the spring, will move the draft down. Some pundits have speculated they would do so. We know the commissioner has it in his purview to do so without consultation with the players' union. It's in the collective bargaining agreement to give him that authority to make that decision. I think he can move it anywhere from, I think the dates were February 13th, or move it down to June 2nd. So he could move it all the way to June without having to, really get off into some mass negotiation with the NFLPA. So there is some flexibility there. Then maybe the biggest hurdle that a lot of folks have talked about is, just how are you going to play two seasons in one? How do you make that happen? Or two seasons in one calendar year? I mean, how do you the body can't really take that. A few things. Can you would have to play a reduced schedule. A shorter schedule probably in the spring than you would have played here in the winter, in the fall. And then maybe the next season would have to be shortened somewhat as well. And that's, part of the proposal that a lot of folks haven't really talked about or thought of. But Jeff Brohm, head coach for the Purdue Boilermakers, put out a proposal this morning. It's very detailed and thoughtful. Give him credit. It builds in some of the, some of the downtime. Complete and total downtime that would be necessary to take care of the body. So to give you the bullet points, and Adam Rittenberg from ESPN was the first one I saw with this on Twitter. I know we have a story on 24/7 Sports as well. But he has, Brohm does, or he has in his proposal, an 8-game spring season that goes from February 27th until April 17th. So an 8-game schedule with no bye weeks. Now, the way that it would start would be you would have a 2-week training camp starting January 16th through January 29th. 16-hour weeks. So it's 6 weeks out from week one with 16-hour weeks. You have 4 days a week where you could work, 8 hours strength and conditioning, 4 hours walkthrough, 4 hours meetings and film. Really, really split it up. You don't have the physical hitting. You aren't in pads. You got walkthroughs for that 2-week period. It's the buildup. Then you have the 4-week training camp that he has going from January 30th through February 26th. He said in his proposal has a mandatory 2 days off per week and a maximum of 2 practices per week in full pads. So again, very thoughtful about the wear and tear The wear and tear concerns on the body, 2 days a week in full pads, mandatory 2 days off during those 4 weeks. Then you get into the eight-game schedule with no bye week. He does have a postseason plan where, you know, you could have one plan would be a 16 playoff of Power 5 conference champs and five Power 5 conference champs and a wild card. Top two seeds have a bye, and this, of course, is assuming that all the Power Five shuts down. Another plan calls for a Big Ten championship, and then a Rose Bowl or a 14 playoff. So, kind of building in some flexibility depending on what other conferences are even available to play in the spring. And then this is an important note. So he calls for a full discretionary period between April 18th and July 18th. So 3 full months off. No mandatory workouts at all during that period. And then to begin the summer period in late July, July 19th through August 27th, where they can get 8 hours a week of work in, 8 hours of work per week in, and then start with the, with the build-up period in late August. He said you got a week in there between the end of that summer period and the start of training camp, where it could be, it could be an off week or it can be an extra discretionary week, but it could be there's a pause there in the build-up to training camp, which he has starting on September 4th. And it looks a lot like, it looks exactly like the training camp before, the training camp that he has going on in January, where you got a four-week training camp, 2 off days per week mandatory, maximum 2 days a week in full pads. And so that's from, that leads you all the way up until your first game in the 2021 season, October 2nd. And so a 10-game schedule between October 2nd and December 11th with one bye week. This is well thought out, Miz. And then he has the same kind of postseason dynamic where you have either a 16 playoff with the Power 5 champs and a wild card with the top two seeds having a round one bye, or a Big Ten championship and a Rose Bowl and 14 playoffs. So, he has a number of built-in sort of rest periods. He has shortened seasons both in the spring and the fall to limit the wear and tear argument in one calendar year. Basically, you'd have 18 games in one calendar year, which is essentially what most of the pros do, right? When you consider their regular season and preseason, some of them will play more than that. When you add into it the playoffs, so between 4 preseason games, maybe that counts as a game and a half or 2 games of total snaps for most of the guys. So that would be you add that to the 16 games. It's like 18 games there if you add the preseason into the mix and then the postseason. So 18 games in one calendar year with a huge break, with a 3-month break in between. That actually seems realistic. It doesn't seem like an unfair ask from a wear and tear standpoint. So, a thoughtful approach to it, one that hasn't removed my skepticism about pulling this off, but it is definitely a more realistic option, than any of the ones that I'd seen sort of bandied about to this point, mostly not from any in the coaching ranks, just people throwing around ideas. This one takes into account the health and welfare aspect of competition. This moves beyond the virus the virus protocols and where we are with that. So, yeah, it would be interesting to see how that one goes. Also worthy of note is, you know, Pete Thamel reported that there is a Big Ten subcommittee has a proposal prepared that where they plan to start January 1st with the Big Ten championship on March 6th. So January starting period for training camp for Jeff Brohm, and with the Big Ten subcommittee proposal, which I haven't seen. I haven't seen anyone. It's the first mention that I've seen of it. It looks like they plan to start January 1st. I don't know if that means the start of camp or the start of the season. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. But January starting period, January start of some sort, whether it's, like I said, camp or games, is what people seem to be pointing to as far as the Big Ten is concerned. So we'll see. I'm curious, Miz. What do you think, man?
You know, it's honestly, it's a great idea. I think it's it's probably better than some of the ideas that are thrown around of, hey, let's just go ahead and take the 10-game season that the Big Ten and Pac-12 were thinking about doing and just integrating it into the spring and hope for the best. This actually, I mean, the way that Jeff Brohm and your partner at 24/7 Sports, Zach Shaw, actually quote tweeted the post from Adam Rittenberg and actually had the pages. It was an idea brought up by Jim Harbaugh, by Coach Harbaugh, and discussed among Big Ten coaches on several calls when talking about fall plan, and I think it merit for the spring as well. The idea of it makes sense. I don't see how, you know,
my one thing, Miz.
Okay.
Well, I guess my aside from, like I said, my skepticism about being able to clear, you hope you're in a position to be able to clear the virus hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical, but let's assume for the sake of argument you're in a place with the virus that you can do this. The one thing, I mean, where are you playing these games?
That is the other question.
Where are you
question.
Playing these games, Jeff? that's I mean, I don't see anything in the proposal, that deals with that. You know, we're in the Midwest, dude. So what do you do? He does give a nod to Jim Harbaugh about the about how a playoff might look,
mm-hmm.
or how the 8-game spring season, Big Ten, 6 divisional games, 1 crossover game, 1 seeded game. And he said it was an idea that Jim brought up and discussed among several Big Ten coaches when talking about a fall plan. He talks about what the matchups would be, the crossovers and whatnot. But, again, I don't see anything. You're talking about starting the season February 27th, an 8-game season with no bye weeks. February's we've seen at times some mild days in February, but we've also seen some really, really cold and snowy days in February.
We've also seen it in March as well, too.
In March as well, too. So, I mean, if you aren't building into this conversation, some sort of neutral site indoor thing, or maybe you're playing it on campus venues in their indoor facilities. Those that, those like the Glick, Michigan could do it. Obviously, mm-hmm. fans wouldn't be. You wouldn't have any spectators in any large number there. But you could play the games and have cameras, to go on television. But you're going to play a game in, Michigan Stadium. You're going to play a game in Camp Randall in February?
I don't think so.
Good luck with that, man. Minnesota, good luck with that, dude. Unless you say you're going to do some neutral site stuff and at Lucas Oil and, whatever they call it, the Vikings stadium now, Ford Field. I mean, you could do some neutral site venues and play multiple games there and get them in that way.
That's the, but I mean, that was
outside of that.
That was kind of the idea that we had email wise yesterday. I believe it was from David, and he, I mean, just having it in an indoor facility, and you know, I think the only thing that you got to try to figure out as well too is, do you bubble them? Do you bubble them and have them do like a doing like the online learning aspect of things? The actual gameplay itself makes sense. And to have it at a neutral site, like having the West play over where the Vikings play, the East over at Ford Field, and have your Big Ten championship at Lucas Oil, but then also comes the educational aspect of things: is how exactly are you gonna be able to work into these young student athletes play getting their valuable education that they're also going to school for as well too. But I think just the layout that Jeff Brohm put out there, it's a great concept. It's just a matter of getting the other details put into place. But it's, to me, it's a step in a direction that could potentially work in 2021.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll certainly throw that at our next guest as well and get their takes on the cancellation of the season, or the postponement of the season. All right, now it's a postponement. The Ross brothers for the first time together on these airwaves. Craig Ross joining us in his regular segment, and then his brother John Ross, Dr. John Ross, president of Lucas County Board of Health. So he can give us the medical and public health perspective on this decision, as well as some of the criteria that may have gone into it. What he's hearing, what he's seeing. In the numbers as well. We got to get to that, get to a break, and then we'll get to that on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.